The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports, sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and there were some sports this weekend and other stuff. So let's just jump right in. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart.
Hello!
Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message, Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also, can you watch us on Twitch? Because I don't see it on there.
Yeah.
Okay. You can watch us on Twitch.
Just the TV's not on, maybe. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, just checking because I haven't logged on to Twitch yet. So, but you can put your comments there and we'll be happy to read them. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. It's happening, Hoffman.
Sports and stuff, man. What's happening with you?
Not a damn thing.
Looks like the state is open. We're going to remain open.
Okay.
Making a few changes. I think now. I think the debate of mask or no mask is going to be kind of just decided for you.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're not going to be able to go inside most places if you don't have a mask. So those of you who are very angry about masks, and I find Josh's perspective on this honestly quite refreshing, because most people, you can kind of tell their politics by their theory on, you know, on this COVID situation. And Josh, and you and I say this all the time, most people aren't hardcore left or right. And a lot of people take one or two things and they assume that you're something. I get called a liberal often, despite the fact that I don't vote that way. Josh, I think he gets the rap of a right winger. But he was on today and he was saying, listen, I don't want everything to shut back down, which is what the right side has been saying. We want to be open. We can't close everything down. We got to fight through this. But then he also said, so just be smart and wear a mask, which is not what the crazy right wing guy would say. They're like, we want everything to be open and we're not wearing masks. You can't really have both those things. And I've kind of come to the same conclusion, like, let's not close everything back up again, because if we do that, we're going to get a dip in numbers and cases, which will be great. But then what's going to happen when we say, okay, we got that dip, now we can open back up? It's just going to spike again. That's just the reality of it.
No, we got to live with it.
So
you're going to have to live with a spike right
yes.
now.
Yes. So the better thing to do, rather than do any further damage to the economy, is to, you know, keep things open as much as possible. But be smart about it and do whatever you can. And that's wearing a mask. I mean, wash your hands, use sanitizer, all of those things. It's not that much of an ask, in my opinion. Did you see the video of the guy in Florida, like, trying to fight with the Walmart employees because they wouldn't let him in without a mask?
No, I mean, I saw the story, but I didn't see the video.
He was, like, physically fighting Walmart employees. Like, so if you think, let's say you knock down the Walmart employee, the greeter, whose job is to stop people from coming into the store with masks.
And you immediately break his hip or her hip.
Yeah. Let's say, well, in this case, the rare case, the greeter was younger than the Walmart customer. So, and if let's say you do get past him and, you know, he's just finally like, you know what, I'm not fighting this guy anymore. I'm making, you know, Walmart wages. It's not worth me getting, you know, hit or stabbed by this old man, whatever the case may be. I'm just going to let him go. So this guy goes and he gets his, you know, his oat bran or whatever. What do you guys eat? The old people, what do you guys eat to make you poop better?
Burgers.
He gets, it's like a bag of frozen burgers. He gets, you know, he gets some shaving cream. He doesn't like shave gel. He's old school. He likes the cream, the fluffy cream. And he gets the first four seasons of Little House on the Prairie on DVD for $4 each. So like he's got all that in his cart. And then he gets to the front, and then they say, sir, we're not serving anyone unless you have a mask. Now he did all that grocery shopping, and now they're not going to check him out. So what was the point? What are you fighting to get in there for?
Well, it's the same thing with the Costco guy a few weeks ago.
Exactly. Like, so don't make this big scene of trying to ram your way into the store like they're just going to let you buy stuff then. No, they're just going to call the cops and say, hey, we told this guy he can't be here. He's still here. And now you're trespassing. So just be smart. I get it. A lot of people think, well, the mask doesn't help or the mask is uncomfortable. The way I look at it is, and I'm no doctor, I don't know if it helps either. But if it does help, great. If it doesn't help spread the virus, like if it doesn't slow it down in any way, then all I'm out is like having a piece of fabric on my face. That's all I'm out. So let's just not go crazy about this mask, because I like what the governor did today. I Josh came in before his show, and he's like, you think the governor's going to shut it down? And I said, honestly, I do. I think everybody's freaking out and they're going to say, rewind this thing. But he didn't. So I'm glad he didn't, because, you know, it would be difficult for the economy and for some of these small businesses to come back if we got shut down again. But if it is going to be open, you just got to do your part. And if your part is wearing a stupid piece of fabric on your face, that's not too much to ask. It's really not.
Well, and one thing I like that he says is closing down the state again will always be the last option. At this point,
it almost has to be.
Yeah, well, we were going to go through this. I'd rather we'd done it 2 months ago, but this was going to happen. And, you know, shutting it down now the economy's already screwed. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. You see, like, Papa's closed, like, 5 places. I mean, that's one of the oldest and most reliable restaurant chains in the city. And they lost a bunch of them. But, you know, I don't know, man. I just want things to stay open, but I just want people to be smart and not just the mask thing. Let's just don't be in big crowds and stuff like that. It's pretty simple.
Do we know what kind of Papa's restaurants they're closing?
Yeah, I've got the list somewhere, but there's one of the seafood places is closing. I'll have to find it here. I've got it in my notes.
Okay.
But yeah, basically,
what's your favorite of the Papa's? Not counting Papa's Steakhouse, because another level of restaurant.
You got the list? Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, so the Yaya Mary's Mediterranean Kitchen.
Oh, that's right here at like 610 and
San Felipe. And
yeah.
610, yeah. Papa's Seafood House at 45 and Aldine Bender.
Never been there.
The Papa Doe Seafood Kitchen on Richmond and Kirby, which is...
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right over there. Papa Shrimp Shack at 45 in Woodridge.
Never been.
Which I think is down by down towards my side of town. And then the Little Papa Seafood House at Shepherd in West Alabama.
Never been there either. So the only one I've been to is Yaya Mary's, which I enjoy.
I think
Papa Doe is my favorite.
Yeah, mine too.
Like outside of Papa's Steakhouse. Papa Doe is the best of the chained out versions. I'll be honest. They should close some of those barbecue places.
I like the burgers, too, because the burgers right next to the steakhouse, they take the leftover good steak that they don't use after like a day or two, and they're not supposed to serve it anymore, then grind it up, and that's how they make the burgers, I've heard.
That's a wise move by them. I'll have to...
The only thing I don't like is that the Papa Doe in the George R. Brown doesn't have the full menu that you get everywhere else.
Really?
Like, they don't have that Mardi Gras pasta.
Is it like an airport-style menu?
Yeah, that kind of sucks. Yeah, and that's right in the middle of everything. So you'd think that it'd be better, but it's a little disappointing because that's walking distance. But, you know, but that's kind of my point is you've got a big chain now locally that's shutting down a bunch of restaurants. We've already seen some iconic places gone, and it's not done. We're going to lose a lot more here over the next few months because even as people come back, the businesses may not be able to sustain enough money to pay their rent, which is what we saw with Lucky's. And it's if we shut it down again, then it's just going to be 10 times worse. So I don't know. I think that I just wish As long as we're out there, just be smart, guys. That's all. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm trying to do when I go out. And yeah, we went out Saturday afternoon to around the corner and got burgers, and we stayed outside and stayed away from everybody, wore the mask we went and ordered, everybody, every table 6 feet apart, and I'm okay with that. So, yeah, just we'll see. And whatever you want to blame it on, like some people blame it on the protests. I think I'd blame a lot of it on 250,000 people being on Galveston for a weekend. There's a lot of reasons for it. Most of the protesters I saw had masks on.
I'll be honest, I don't think protesting's a brilliant idea at this point either. Like, the protests have happened. We're not rewinding that. But maybe let's find better ways to do things than protest, like in massive groups.
I agree with that. So this is down here in Seabrook. We have Barge 295, which was one of the two bars in the area that got its liquor license suspended today. Yeah, 12 bars around the state.
Why did they get suspended? Because they weren't following the rules?
For not practicing social distancing.
Well.
So you get a 30-day suspension for that. I hope it was worth it. All right, let's take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Did you do anything fun this weekend?
What do I do every weekend, Fred?
Baseball?
Yeah.
Did you catch the mail thief?
No, I stayed up Friday night from 3 to 5 a.m. And
you scared him off by talking about it.
The mail was safe. And that's all that matters, honestly.
You wait. He's going to try a different night now.
Well.
Just because
if I have to start,
obviously
if that has
it.
To be my second job and I have to be Batman full time, then that's just what I'll be. Because it's what I owe the people of my community. I'm a community servant.
You're probably not the hero we wanted. But
I'm the hero that'll have to do.
Oh, man. So I watched a couple of fun things this weekend. Killing Gunther on Netflix. Hilarious. It's about a bunch of hitmen who are trying to kill the best hitman.
A show or a series?
It's a movie. And it's only like an hour and 40 minutes. So it's a quick watch. And it really turns funny when you see who Gunther is.
Okay.
Leave it at that. But that was pretty funny. Then did a lot of Belmonting on Saturday and didn't go well. And I've gotten where I hate these big race days so much because I feel like I'm under so much pressure to not suck. And I did catch the late pick four and I caught the trifecta, but I needed another horse to run in there for me to hit the trifecta multiple times and it would have been really good. And it was real close. I mean, the race before the Belmont, there's a 19-1 shot that gets nosed on the wire that I had in the pick four. If he wins, you know, I come out of there with a profit, but not the best day, not the worst, but it's just not fun because you're so worried about everybody else's bets.
Yeah.
So, so I did that, played a bunch of Golf Clash. You'll be proud to know that I've joined a group that is, you know, in town with a bunch of listeners.
Okay.
So I am no longer dancing with the Canadians.
I had a losing UFC card as well. I had like $1,500 bucks in play. I lost 12.
Mm.
So it was basically a break even night. But I ran into two of the problems. One was a guy was he was probably down 10-8 on the scorecard, two to zero on the scorecard. And then the third round, he started beating the hell out of this dude. And it was probably going to be a 10-8 round, which would have led to a draw,
right,
which at that point I would have taken. And then the guy got a takedown and held him down for the last minute of the round. And so it was a 10-9 round and I lost. The other one, though, was interesting because I wagered on a guy named Max Roscoff, who...
I saw that story.
Yeah, he was 5-0, and he'd made his way into the UFC. You've got the audio of who?
So I've got him telling his trainer when he's sitting in the corner.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Max is a grappler, okay? He is a very, very good grappler. Good enough that on the lower levels of MMA, you're not beating a guy like that. Like, if there's a guy who's got elite grappling skills on the regional circuits, it's highly unlikely that somebody's going to beat him. When you get to the UFC, though, it's not all that easy. And
so, didn't he take this fight on, like, 5 days' notice?
Short notice. Yeah. And he was getting pieced up. He couldn't get it. He almost got a finish early, but then he couldn't get a takedown. He was just getting beat up. He wasn't hurt. He wasn't injured. He just... I think he realized he was frustrated, and he realized there's really not a path for me to win this fight. So here's the audio from his corner between rounds 2 and 3.
We got this, champ.
Fall.
Listen.
Fall.
Huh?
Fall.
You're gonna beat this guy, Max. We got this. You're gonna beat this guy. Listen,
call
we got. No, listen.
Rob, call.
No, we got this, Max. Okay, stop it. Stop it. We got this. Hey, breathe. Okay, catch your breath.
No.
We're gonna beat this guy.
Call
keep
it
in our feet. You're gonna clinch.
No, call it. Call it.
You sure you're gonna lose, Max?
Yeah.
We got this.
I don't
want
to do this anymore.
No, we got this, Max.
No,
you're a champion.
I don't have it.
You're a champion. Stop it.
I don't have it.
Stop it. You're a champion. You're a champion. We're gonna call it. Finish this round on top of him and with precision. Okay. Get on top of him. Out wrestle him. We got this.
So, and then of course they announce it on the suggestion of the doctor. Now, the doctor said, "Hey, do you want to keep fighting?" And he just said, "No." So that wasn't on the suggestion of the doctor. That was by suggestion of the fighter. And it brings you to the debate of, well, should the corner have just listened to him and called it? I mean, it's not like he didn't end up going back there and taking more damage. But it is very difficult to make it to the UFC. And to quit between rounds is probably something that he'll always regret. And his coach, Robert Drysdale, is a former UFC veteran and probably knows that that is the case. And so I'm a little bit torn because, like I said, if he were hurt, it's a different story. Like, but I think he was frustrated and didn't feel like he was going to win. And it was a whole odd situation. Here's what Dana White had to say about it. Obviously not thrilled.
Listen, if you're, man, let me tell you what, in this sport, if you're done, you're done. You should absolutely be able to quit. You know, I know that it's frowned upon, but guess what? Anybody that would talk about you quitting isn't in there fighting. You know, it's real easy to be a critic. With what these kids do is a whole nother level, man.
And then you said we have Ariel Helwani talking about what Drysdale had to say.
He told me he has no regrets. He stands by his decision. He has the utmost belief in Max's abilities and feels like he's going to be a future champion and felt like he needed the extra push. And he said that he would want his coach to do the exact same thing to him. So he stands by everything that he did.
So obviously a weird situation there. Luckily, one of my bets was that the fight wouldn't start round 3. So I didn't lose, you know, I didn't lose too hard on that fight. It could have been way worse. Because the fight didn't, in fact, start round 3. When you quit between the second and third round, they call it a TKO at 5 minutes of the second round. So that helped, but just a really odd situation. And I don't remember, I mean, it's been probably 6, 7, 8 years since the last time I saw a guy in the UFC quit on the stool. It's a very rare thing.
Yeah, I kind of have mixed feelings about it because people are critical of corners when they let them stay in there. Yep. And fighters are the ones who always want to keep going. To me, if a fighter says, "I can't go," I'm going to take his word for it because you know how those guys are. You're around them all the time. They're not going to want to quit unless there's something really wrong. And I don't imagine the guy would just quit because he didn't think he could win. I think he obviously was beat up somehow or some way and couldn't go and didn't want to get hurt. And I don't blame him for that.
It's possible.
Because I'm not the guy having to get in the ring and get my ass kicked. But at some point, it's – and I get what his corner's trying to do, but I also kind of feel like, you know, man, this is one where I'm going to listen to my fighter. Because how many times did he say it? Like nine times?
I think nine times. Yeah. Nine times. Say it like that, Fred.
Nine times. Oh,
isn't that so familiar?
I feel like I've heard that all through my childhood.
I think I saw Fred say that before in a movie.
Oh, God. So how do you guys feel about Dana publicly criticizing his fighters? I don't have a problem with it. I think I wish more guys were like that. I mean, there's times when he probably goes too far, but you know, he has expectations.
Well, but that's what's kind of counterintuitive about what he just said there is, until you're in there, you don't know what it's like for these guys. Yet he criticizes fighters because, and it's not like he's in there fighting.
No, but if a guy's not going to put on I mean, he wants guys who are going to put on a good performance.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes, especially if you're just a wrestler and you're going to lay on guys, that's not fun to watch. It's fun for a guy like you who technically understands everything that's going on, but they're trying to get fans beyond you.
Yeah.
And he wants to see good fights. And part of that, though, is on him. I mean, put together good fights.
Well, his manager had apparently been beating up the UFC, telling him for a long time that you need to get this guy in. He's the future of the sport.
Kind of a weird moment in the first fight of the night. I wanted to get your take on this. Max Roshkoff was saying, hey, telling his corner, hey, call it, I'm done. His corner didn't. He ultimately kind of had to call it himself. Bob Bennett has said that he'll look into it. Did you see that whole scenario unfold? Did you have any thoughts on what happened there?
So apparently his manager has been terrorizing Sean Shelby that this guy is the guy. This guy's the future of the sport. And finally, Sean said, okay, I'll bring him in. I got a last-minute replacement and brought him in. And that was his performance tonight.
So, yeah. And that's the other thing. You've got to worry about if you're going to get another shot after something like that.
Yeah, which is why I think
coach is fully aware of that.
Right.
Like, we worked really hard to get you this shot. If you lose, you get another shot. If you quit, that's not guaranteed. Because one thing Dana White always says, if you take a fight on short notice, we're going to give you a second fight with a full camp, win or lose that first fight. We're going to give you a second fight with a full camp to see what you can do. But he doesn't say win, lose, or quit. That's a different thing.
Yeah, but I that's why I would give the guy the benefit of the doubt. He knows that too.
Yeah.
And his coach is still sitting there putting it in his ear over and over, and he still doesn't want to go back out. That, to me, tells me the guy shouldn't have been back out there. But I don't know. I've never been in there getting my ass kicked, so I can't speak to it. But it just seems like I'm gonna give the guy the benefit of the doubt that he really couldn't go, because obviously you get a chance like that, you want to make the most of it.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Man, Fred, you know what people love? They love saving money. And particularly, I mean, people love saving money in all walks of life, but it's great to save money on things that you probably don't think about all the time. So it's not like, ooh, look at me saving money every time I pay this bill. But your home insurance, you pay it. You probably don't know what you're paying, but you just pay it because it's what you do. Well, it'd be nice if you were paying a little bit less. You had a little bit more in the coffers at the end of the month. Wouldn't that be great? You can with TGS Insurance, and it's so simple. They've got a system that's already shopped all the insurance prices in our entire area, every home. So they know what you can be saving. Just grab your phone and text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back with that. They'll send you a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. Maybe you'll save money. Maybe you won't. I saved over $1,000 a year. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. You don't need to wait for your renewal. They'll get you refunded on your old policy and get you saving money right away. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today.
With me say he did and he lied. We got so many vibes stuffed in the car. We can flip them home six at a time. I made them hope that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 832 says Fighter had the under on the fight.
Maybe he did.
Oh.
Entirely possible.
We're so cynical. And Bama Papa Joe totally disagreed with my commentary on Defy Bloods. He thought it sucked. So I think it's going to win some Oscars. Just it's worth your time. Worth watching. It's one of Spike Lee's better movies, I think.
All right.
So,
but that's not right. Saying much. I'm not a big Spike Lee guy.
I'm not either, but that's why I like this one. Okay. I thought he did a good job with it. But, you know, if you don't like it, you don't like it. That's certainly your choice, sir. I finished Lilyhammer finally. That's so good. It's only three seasons.
What's that about?
That's the mob boss going to Norway and starts his own mob in Norway. And it's Steven Van Zandt, who played Silvio in The Sopranos.
Okay.
So he's basically playing Silvio in Norway. And it's hilarious. It's just, it's so good. I wish there was more than three seasons of it. But the best thing about that show is they have all these subtle callbacks to famous mafia movies and TV shows. There's a Sopranos callback, obviously. There's a scene near the end where they replicate the Fredo murder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just little stuff like that. And it's just so well done. It's just the only negative to it is that when they speak in Norwegian, it's subtitles.
That doesn't bother me that much.
It bothers me because I'm always trying to do something else while I'm watching TV. But yeah, that's about it. That was all I did this weekend was get some TV finished up and bet horses all day Saturday. And didn't do as well as I'd like. I will say that Tiz the Law was very impressive in that race. And if he can survive until the Derby, I think he's going to be very tough there. It's just this will be a very different kind of Triple Crown, but if he can do that over the time frame, it's going to be impressive as hell.
Yeah.
And Baffert had a filly that just destroyed on the undercard that looks like an absolute monster. It was only her third race, and she won by about 2 miles. So that was a big takeaway from it. It just wasn't my day from the very first race. I had the longest shot on the board in a 5-horse field, and he's rolling on the outside, turning for home, and I'm like, oh, he's just about to run right by him, and then he just flattened out and died like the pig that he was. And everything was downhill from there. Till the very end. But you know, one of those days it just all around it, but needed one thing to go right.
Yep.
And it didn't. So somebody said, have you watched 000 pretty solid?
I haven't yet. It's on my plans to do.
Yeah, I've the more I hear about it, the more I think I'll give it a try. I had kind of gotten out of the watching TV stuff for a while, and now I'm sort of back on it.
When did you get out of it?
For a couple weeks, sir.
Like when you were just playing golf games?
Well, not just that. I was working on some other stuff, and I was playing a lot of poker and stuff like that, but I kind of got to a point where I had watched everything that I wanted to see, so I didn't really want to dive into anything else, and then I found that Lilyhammer and got back into watching TV. So, but I'm way down on my watching. I'm down to about, I don't know, 30% of where I was.
Okay.
Which is significant because there was a time where that's all I was doing. So I'm looking at the trending stuff on Twitter. Texas Gov, COVID-19 in Texas. NASCAR drivers push Bubba Wallace's car to the front of the field at Talladega in Harris County. Why is Harris
touching moment?
Why is Harris County trending?
Because Lena Hidalgo is going to be, she's making moves.
What she do?
I don't know. I just know that she makes moves.
I guess it's COVID cases.
Probably.
That and a bunch
or about the storm, maybe.
There's some of that, yeah, some lightning strike. It was like that. There was like 3 hours of just constant thunder today at one point in my area. I look at it, and here's one of the tweets. I'm so bleeping furious. Harris County is set to be the worst corona zone yet because this dip bleep governor opened the state, and you dip bleep selfish people won't wear your bleeping masks. I hate it here. Well, bye.
And the a lot of it is the new no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
That's fine
theory that they're going to go with here in Harris County.
So got no problem with that.
Which means now, like, even if you're going into a restaurant or bar, if you're not actively eating or drinking, mask. That means, like, while you're waiting on your food, mask. Which, listen, man, there's going to be people who are frustrated by it, but it is what it is.
Yeah, we went out Saturday, put them on to go order the drinks, went outside away from everybody and took them off to eat. That was it. And you can do that.
You can.
And it's not a bad deal. But I am less likely to go out right now. I've only run into one incident where there were too many people in a place, and that was the very first night that they reopened. Mm. And we went to one of our neighborhood bars, and at first it was cool. There was only about 10 or 12 people. And then a group of people on bicycles, about 20 deep with no masks, showed up, and there were a bunch of people who started congregating inside with no masks, and we're like, okay, let's close out and get out of here. I kind of have mixed feelings, though, because I want these places to do well, but I'm a lot more comfortable when there's fewer people, which right. has been the case except for that. That's the only time I've run into it. Now, I didn't go to Lucky's the last night. I'm pretty sure that was packed, but it is... You just hope that they can keep doing business and keep making money. But I worry about that long term because, you know, 50% capacity, 75% capacity. Not all these places need to be capacity every night. But on big nights,
that's when they make their dough.
You think about it. Everybody lost St. Paddy's Day. Everybody lost Cinco de Mayo. Those are big money days for those guys. And you can't really do that right now, even if you had something like that. So, you know, I hope that we get through this spike and then realize, okay, you know, this was going to happen. Let's get, let's get past it. So we said wife's work was shut down today for 2 weeks because four employees tested positive today. See, that's another thing we're going to see a lot of, I'm afraid. And I guess just to turn it into sports, well, sort of sports. That women's soccer league, one of the teams pulled out because a bunch of their players tested positive from that tournament they were going to do.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen, I'm afraid, with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it could happen. What happens if it happens with the NBA?
Well, and that's the thing. I think, and don't want to give away too much, but my column for Wednesday is the percent chance these leagues actually come back. Went through each one. I feel like there's some resistance to the NBA, although LeBron wants to play. So if LeBron wants to play, it's going to happen. And I think they're at least going to try. Same thing with hockey. I think they're at least going to get started. Now, whether or not it turns into a thing where five people on one team get it, then, okay, what about the team you just played, all that stuff. I think they'll all try to get started. But I would also not be shocked if the NBA and the NHL started up, had an outbreak, and then just said dudes were out for the rest of the year.
It could happen.
And I think that's the most likely scenario. And I do think the one that I'm pretty sure that I have the highest percentage on to actually play is the MLS because of the way they're doing it. And by the way, why is it that soccer in Europe can figure this stuff out and our guys can't?
I don't know. I don't know. Are cases rising as fast in Europe as they are here?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, maybe we're just farther behind, but they're doing a great job with the Bundesliga. That's the other thing I did Saturday. I watched English soccer all day. Big win for Chelsea. Big draw for Liverpool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. A big draw.
Yeah, because they're trying to clinch, and that was a bad draw for them. You know, they're supposed to win that. Lance's beloved Everton drew with them, so... But yeah, and Tyler said, I work in the food industry, had multiple people try to come into one of my locations today without masks, and they see the sign on the door and still come in.
Well, the rules don't apply to those people.
Yeah, I think you'll see some of that. And I've seen some compromise on this. So listen, if you're not going to come in with one, tell us what you want ordered, and we'll bring it out to you, and you can leave.
Yeah, that's called takeout
or
delivery, the curbside. Yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah, they're happy to do that. But, somebody says, refusal to wear a mask on the surface seems to be a white thing. Any idea why? Serious question. If your observations are different, please disregard.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it is a racially motivated thing, but I have noted that white people seem to dislike mask wearing more than those of other races.
I'll just say in my neighborhood, I've seen all races not wearing them.
Okay.
And it's pretty equal. Now, the one thing that it is that is different is it's older people for the most part that
don't like
wearing,
to wear them.
Yeah, which
is the weirdest thing.
Yeah. JF288 says, type any 3-digit number in Google with the word cases and an article pops up with that number. I've tried about 40 different numbers. Wild.
Let's try it.
Yeah, go ahead.
274 cases. Let's see. Yep. Health Ministry reports 274 new virus cases in 24 hours. The Texas DSHS reporting 274 new COVID-19 cases. Jeez.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of with the president here.
Let's try another number.
No, let's just stop testing.
How about 3?
Won't get positives if you don't test.
91. 391 cases. Let's see if this works. Yeah, coronavirus Florida, Palm Beach County sets record 391 new cases in one day.
All right.
Damn it.
Quick right. Break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Omar brings up a good point, and I don't have an answer for it. Says, with all the inaccurate information we've heard about it in the last 4 months, how do we decide what to believe and follow? So I'll wear the mask at social distance. Not an issue with me, but I can see why folks buck these orders. But I don't know. I don't have any answers. I mean, you talk to 5 different doctors, you get 5 different things about what works, what doesn't, what's going to happen, what's not. They don't know. They're guessing. And listen, I love doctors. I have some friends who are doctors.
Oh, that's the new...
But how many times...
Is that like I have some black friends, so I'm not racist?
No, but how many times...
I love doctors. I have some doctor friends.
But how many times have you been to a hospital or something, and it's taken them forever to figure out what's wrong with you?
I got my whole knee torn around, like just ripped to shreds, and they were like, oh, looks like you probably sprained it. And I said, no, I'm pretty sure this is beyond a sprain. My leg was turned around backwards.
I've gone in and been told, well, it could be a sinus infection. It could be cancer. We don't know. We have to do tests. Anything in between. And, you know, they'll figure it out eventually, but nobody knows. So I think we just listen to whatever the latest is. As they get more information, hopefully they'll get more accurate here. But I mean, I'm not expecting anybody to know exactly what's happening, because all those numbers and all the joking around about punching in the numbers, we don't know what the damn numbers are.
We'll
we just know what's confirmed.
Google.
Well, we just know what's confirmed, right? Guys who've been tested and have it. That's it. I think that number's so much higher. Let's think about how many people can't even afford to go get tested.
It's true.
And, you know, don't get me started on that, but that's another issue too. So I think as a society, man, if we just do our best to try to, you know, do whatever we're told. Yeah, should you be skeptical? Sure. But in your own home, do whatever the hell you want. But if they say, hey, you got to wear this when you go out, just wear the damn thing. And I think the people, it's not that people are getting misinformation or getting information that they can't trust. I think people are just stubborn, is what it is. And when you get your mind made up that you're not going to do something, you know, like that old guy in the Walmart video.
It was a great video.
That dude is just, he's got his mind made up. He's going. So
he doesn't. He didn't long term plan, though. That's the problem.
So 60% of the time they're right every time. Yeah, I mean, no, listen, they're not infallible, and we're dealing with something that nobody knows anything about, right? But well, this testing's pretty much free for everyone unless you want instant results. Do people know that?
Well, I don't know if people know that, but I do know that testing is inexpensive to free, but you may have to stand in a line with a bunch of possibly sick people. It's a weird situation, and who knows how long the line will be. Like, if I said, oh, I'm just going to go on my lunch break, that ain't happening.
I'm just wondering, how many homeless people are getting tested?
Oh, probably none.
You don't think that that's getting spread around there?
Of course it is.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know enough about any of this. So, I'm just doing what I do and trying to be smart about it. And, you know, if I decide at some point that I never want to be around people again, that's okay, too. That's my choice. Yeah, Holly says Galveston County's paying for it since it's a red zone. Wasn't there like one nursing home in Galveston where like everybody got it?
Probably.
I'm kind of curious how many of the olds didn't make it from that. But I don't know. Part of it is I just quit reading about this stuff. I'm fed up. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of the scare tactics that are out there. Like, oh, well, millions will die. Shut up. And then the next thing is an asteroid's going to hit us, or the world's going to end, or whatever. Just, I'm so tired of all of it. So I'm just, whenever something happens today, like Abbott makes a decision, I'll pay attention. But otherwise, right. I'm kind of fed up. So I'm really, really upset that I didn't get to go to that rally in Tulsa.
Tulsa?
Yeah.
I thought you had tickets.
I did not. But I don't know. Somebody said, I like guessing how hot chicks are behind the mask. See, I've always found that attractive.
That is a weird thing. And I guess if you're a single dude, it's probably tougher now to figure out if a chick's hot. Like, ooh, do I want to hit on her? What does she look like without a mask on? I don't know. I also wish that masks were cooler. Like, I wish we could just wear, everybody wears Halloween masks.
See, I'd like a Joker mask, like a full-on Joker mask.
That'd be cool.
To wear 24/7.
That's what I'm saying. I want like a full head latex mask. Like, is that too much to ask that we all wear those? Would people be more okay with that?
I don't know if you could start it.
I don't know if you could breathe through that.
Be the trendsetter.
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
You're a celebrity.
Maybe I will.
Well,
and I could still wear my little, I could wear one of those little disposable masks underneath it. Or, yeah, over it. Maybe that's
over
even better.
It, yeah.
Yeah, good call.
We'll go to different places around town. We'll take pictures, and then we'll tweet them out from all the different station social accounts and say, look, this is what you're supposed to do now.
We'll see who. Or maybe if I'll just go in with just a latex mask and see who will serve me. And if they don't serve me, I'll say, listen, I have a mask. And they'll say, sir, that's not the right kind of mask. And I'll say, where in this policy does it say a particular kind of mask? And I think I'll get service.
I mean, by that standard, old guys can start using their CPAP masks so they can't breathe.
They could.
Hmm.
And then they look like a Navy pilot.
Ooh, that's a good look.
The entire time. Well, listen, with the hose hanging down and everything.
If that's what you want to go with.
I just want a Joker one. Like, I've got the V for Vendetta mask that I really like, but I want a Joker one that will cover my whole face. That'd be badass.
Get one.
I probably can. I haven't gone on to look.
Just go to a Halloween shop. I'm guessing like you probably get good deals right now.
Thing is, I got enough masks. I don't need any more. I got like seven.
Yeah, but so. You have like the face mask. I'm talking about a full head mask.
Yeah, I don't know that that's practical in Houston, Texas during the summer.
Sure it is. It's awesome.
If you get hit by a car while you have the Rona, do they count that as a COVID death?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Bane mask would be good.
It'd be good.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a full head mask either. That's kind of like...
Yeah, but that works, right? Plus, you can talk like... You can do your Bane impression the whole time. So...
Like, single people should probably start putting pictures of themselves in their masks on Tinder. Like, just say, listen, if you like me in a mask, this is what you get.
210 says, single dude reporting for AJ. The concept of meeting someone at a bar is pretty dead right now. The lady you meet at a bar also has shown not to be worried about viruses. So there's that.
That's true. That's a positive.
Yeah, I'm not afraid for you guys as much because you don't know what you're getting. Because you can still tell what kind of body they have.
Yeah.
And if they got a really nice body, you can live with some bad teeth. But
just tell her to put the mask back on until it's over.
Yeah. I'll just say, hey.
Then call her an Uber and say, all right, see ya.
Say, I think the mask, the mask is really sexy. But I do worry about stuff like that. How do you meet people and people who are going out? I don't know.
I'm not that worried about meeting new people.
Well, I know you're not, and I'm not, but we're not single either. So,
I think in COVID time, it's smart just to bang people you've already been banging.
Well, yeah, but you don't know where they've been either.
No.
I mean, theoretically. If you covered it, my bad, fellas. Thoughts on Jamal Adams and the report they offered him to the Texans before the draft. I don't know how the Texans would make it
Texans
work.
Texans can't afford Jamal Adams. Yeah, that's why every time I've heard a rumor about Jamal Adams to the Texans, I just poo-poo it immediately because they don't have the money for him.
They don't have the money, and they don't have the assets to trade.
Yeah.
They don't have a first-round pick, which is probably what it's going to cost. And
they could trade their 2036 first-round pick. I think that's the next one they've got.
They could make room under the cap. There's a lot of things that they could do there.
Right, which, they could, but now you're trying
to sign him long-term.
Right. So are you trading a first-round pick to have him for a rental with the team that you had last year? I don't think that's smart. I don't think the Texans were a Jamal Adams away from the Super Bowl last year. Do you?
Philip, why not open a club for people who tested positive? Hook up before death.
That's a good call.
That's a really good idea. You know what? If there's
I think there's online communities like that.
Really?
Probably. There's for people with STDs. Like, oh, you've already got syphilis. Oh, I've got syphilis. Let's just bang.
I think that would be kind of smart. You have the Rona bar.
Yeah.
And you have to have the Rona to come in.
Yeah, they check your temperature, and if it's too low, sorry, sir. Yep. Can't come in here. What's that, a mask? Nope. You're out, pal. No masks allowed in here. We're spreading it freely.
832, the Texans don't have the money for Jamal Adams, according to whom? According to the fact that they're going to have to re-sign the guy. Could they make room for him?
God.
Yes. But
yes, and then are you just going to poop the money that Deshaun Watson's supposed to get? Yeah. Like, you don't have money to sign everybody. That's the thing. We've already talked about they're going to be in cap hell once they sign Deshaun Watson.
And let's see where the cap is in 6 months, by the way. It's going down. So
it's going down for real.
And this kind of dovetails into something I want to get to when we come back, and you're mentioned by name in it.
Uh-oh.
So you'll love it.
Great.
Something Aaron found.
Okay. I got to tell you guys about Carbach. Delicious, sweet, sweet Carbach. Carbach also, by the way, we talked to Marcus from Weathered Souls about the Black is Beautiful Foundation or the beer that they're brewing, and it's going to raise money for racial equality causes. Carbach's in on that. They're one of like now 850 breweries, but Carbach raising some money for some good reasons right now. That beer should be out soon. And guys, whatever we've gone through with this pandemic, Carbach made sure that their beer is always available to us. God bless them. When they couldn't serve in the restaurant at the bar, they said, okay, well, let's just do this. Let's just ramp up our package sales and we'll just make as much beer and put it in as many grocery stores as we can to keep the people happy, to keep the people from dying of thirst. So Carbach has been good for us. The Vive Cella, the Lil Cella, great summertime beers is what I've found. I love the Light Circus Hazy IPA. They've got a lot going for them right now. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see everything that's going on. And when you're out at the grocery store, make sure you grab yourself some Carbach.
I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew.